Dermot and Dave. It's Today FM 087-4100-102 for your WhatsApps and your text messages. We'll get back to the airplane seat reclining conversation in a little while.
Right now, though, it's been an incredibly tough 3 years for one Galway family. And on the line, we've got Belinda Wensley, who got in touch. Hey, Belinda.
Hi, Dermot. Hi, Dave. Lovely to chat to you guys.
And you too. What part of the country are you in today?
We're in Galway, actually. We're in Knocknacara. We live in Moycullen, but we're actually in Knocknacara this morning.
Come here. You dropped us a line and told us a story about Cian. What's been going on in the Wensley family house for the last few years?
There's been a lot going on, to be honest with you. Cian, well, we've had some great news in the last week and a half. Cian just finished his treatment for ALL, which is a form of leukemia. And he was diagnosed back in May of 2016, so it's been a long old road.
And he's finished now, is he?
He's finished for the time being. He has a couple of checkups now to do over the next 5 years. But overall, the news is good. I mean, he kind of had all his different various chemos over the last few years. And he's finished now, which means we just kind of play it by ear over the next few years, but all has been looking good.
What age was he when he was diagnosed?
He was just almost 13 months, so he was quite small.
At what point did you know something was up?
Well, he kind of came out in a rash at the time. Like, he hadn't been sick at all, but he developed this really kind of an angry-looking rash. So, like, we took him to the GP, and she just advised us to take him straight into A&E, and then they did blood tests, and then the results came back to say that there were actually leukemia cells. So that was a huge, huge... One second. He's here beside me, and he's dying to chat to you.
Of course he is.
He loves you so much. But anyways, look at it. That's how we found out from the rash. And then it was literally like, go home, pack your bags, you're going to have an ambulance up to Crumlin, and it'll be here in about an hour and a half. Jeez. And it was all go. And it was just, you know,
granny was
she was, we're not supposed to say that.
And did you feel like, Belinda, that your life had kind of turned around in an instant?
Oh my God, you know what, we'll never forget that day. I suppose I can visualise it, I can see it, I can still live that day. Like, it was one probably the scariest, most scariest day of our lives. And everything happened very, very quickly as well. Like I said, you know, we had to go home, we just packed bags, we came back to the hospital, we all went on the ambulance up to Crumlin. We almost had about 2 weeks of really intense treatment up there, and also training for us. Because Cian went in, so we went up on the 10th, and on the 11th he was brought into theatre to get a Hickman line inserted. Or a Freddy, yeah, it's actually called. I mean, they call it Freddy there, which is lovely, yeah. So Cian had a Freddy, and that's how he got his chemos.
And drinks, and that's how we were able to take his
blood also.
And you have to become an expert then. Most parents are concerned about, you know, like I know what to do when my child cuts their knee and put a bit of Savlon and a bandage on. But you mean you become a leukemia expert pretty quickly?
You do, and like, I mean, they're absolutely amazing in common as well, I have to say, because we learned so much. And in a way, I found that part kind of hard to take on, because I was probably a lot more emotional, where Dave was very much more pragmatic. But it was just, it was a hard 2 weeks. But you don't have a choice, you just have to go with it.
And where did you stay? Because obviously your roots are in Galway. Suddenly now you have to spend a load of time in Dublin. You got to be available with long days and waiting for this and that. How did you organise yourselves as a family?
Yeah, well, I mean, there were only the three of us at the time, myself, Dave and Cian. We've extended the nest, I suppose, since then. Dara has come along, and we're actually due another baby now in 7 weeks. So,
wow, congratulations.
If we were up there now, I think, going through it now at this stage, it would probably be a lot more complicated. But at the time, as I said, there were only three of us, so it was...
But yeah, now there's going to be three kids, and then the two of you.
I know, yeah, we've grown.
Has it changed your outlook on life in general, having gone through what you have gone through as a family over the last few years?
Well, I think, you know, we see life is so precious, and it can change in an instant, you know. And
what about Cian? Has it changed how you look at your child?
Yeah, it has. I mean, well, I suppose, I mean, like, we've learned so much about him and from him over the last few years. He's an absolute, he's a warrior. He's probably... he is one of the strongest, most courageous little people we've ever met. Honestly, like, life is just, it's so precious. And I think, you know, we intend to enjoy it now, and we hope we get a bit more normality. and a bit more predictability, back to our lives now.
A bit more routine in your week, and who could blame you? I think we have to put the warrior himself on the phone. Will he talk to us?
Well, I hope so, yeah.
I'll stick him on there.
We'll stick him on. Cian.
Hi, Cian.
Hi.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Nothing.
We heard you were a warrior.
Yeah.
Mm. Why do you think you're a warrior?
Because I'm so strong.
You sure are. And who else do you like that's strong? Do you like any superheroes?
Yeah.
Like who?
Batman.
Hmm. Why is Batman so cool?
Because he can fly.
He can.
What's your mommy like?
Good.
Yeah? She a good minder?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about your mommy?
The baby's in her tummy and we don't know what it's going to be, if it's a boy or a girl.
What do you want it to be?
A girl.
A girl, because you already have your little brother, Dara.
Yeah.
Any ideas of a name?
No.
No?
What about Batman?
No.
God, you could have a sister called Batman.
Batman Wensley.
No.
Well, look, we are big fans of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And will you keep an eye on the rest of your family now? Because they've been minding you for a while and it sounds like they may need to be minded for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warrior Cian, go and mind everybody. Will you put your man back on the phone for a sec?
Yeah.
Good man, Cian.
Hi there.
Tell you, you've a bundle of fun there.
Yeah. And a future in radio.
You never know.
Listen, Belinda, we got your text and we know, we can only imagine what it is you've gone through over the last 3 years or so. So as a small token, what we've organised for you is a couple of nights in a lovely two-bed lodge down in Fota Island for yourself and the kids, and go down with Dave and you get breakfast and dinner and all that kind of stuff down there.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
When we heard your story, we knew we needed to talk to you, and we're delighted to be able to give you a break. It sounds like you definitely deserve it.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Can I just say a very quick thank you? I'm sorry now. Can I just say a huge thank you to Professor Angus O'Murphy and Andrew Malone up in St. John's in Crumlin, and also the day ward up in Crumlin, and also a massive, massive thank you to all the nurses and staff in St. Bernadette's Pediatrics in UCHG here in Galway. They've walked the road with us, every single one of them, in different ways. And without them, you know, I don't know what we would have done. I just want to say a huge thanks. And also, we love you guys. We listen to you all the time. And Dermot, if you want to go for a game of golf again to the Galway Bay Golf Resort, my husband Dave has actually, I think he brought you out golfing there a couple of months ago.
Was that Dave?
It's that Dave, yeah. He's my husband.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I absolutely loved playing golf. Thank you.
Anytime you're in Galway, call down. And Dave, you stream, I take it up yourself as well.
No, I'm coming down to your house to hang out with Cian and Batman. That's all I want to do.
We'd only love to have you anytime in my Cullen. We'd love to.
You're very kind. But look, best of luck with baby number 3. I hope it all goes swimmingly. And remember, if it is a girl, you have to call her Batman. That's Cian's orders.
I'll remember that. Thank you so much, guys.
No worries, Belinda. Great to talk to you.
Bye.
Blonde. Dermot and Dave.